This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man, stole a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands to seal his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Yours truly, your humble correspondent, was at the inauguration. I'm going to give you my bird's eye view today of the show. But first, today is the first Monday of Trump. Yes, he makes a move on trade. He says goodbye to the TPP. He announced a hiring freeze on federal workers. He reinstated a ban on funds promoting abortion overseas. He is meeting with executives and labor leaders today. And he also announced that he wants to slash regulations by 75% or maybe more. And also had a phone call today with President Sisi in Egypt to announce that they will join together to fight with ISIS. All that just today, first full day of Donald Trump. Also, I want to talk about this issue with the crowd size, because the media has been freaking out. But I want to also talk about, I was in D.C. and some of my observations that went on during the inauguration. We've got this and much more, so make sure you don't go anywhere. This is going to be a good one today. All right, so today, Donald Trump is going to withdraw the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and order a review of NAFTA. Check, check, check. Yesterday, he signed an order reinstating the Mexico City policy that prohibits federal funds from funding overseas abortions. There were also some substantive but secret meetings on the Supreme Court nominee, and the list was narrowed. In Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, dozens died and thousands were left homeless because of terrible storms. Now, while all this was happening, the American press corps was focused on men and women wearing vagina hats, marching in the streets, and the size of crowds. That's right. But at least Donald Trump got more women exercising in one day than Michelle Obama did in 8 years. Now, the only reason the press corps is fixated on the size of crowds, it is because it is a passive-aggressive way to insult Donald Trump. They view him as ratings-obsessed, and they think by pointing out how low turnout was, he will take it personally. And they are focused on the Women's March because they view it as the resistance to Trump that the media is part of, but pretends it is not a part of. Right? Okay. And instead of learning a lesson from Donald Trump's victory in November, the American left has strapped on vagina hats and marched in the street calling Trump supporters Nazis, and ridiculing people of faith. And don't get me started on this Women's March, because it is clearly was not a women's march, or at least a march for all women, because it certainly was not that. It was a march on a for and about a leftist agenda, a pro leftist agenda, a abortion march, if you will, really. I mean, that's really what it was, because if you boil it all down to what the speeches were all about, they were clearly about abortion and Planned Parenthood and the fact that, you know, Donald Trump is going to take away all reproductive rights for women and the like. Okay, I don't even get it. Okay, but you'd think that these people would have learned a lesson, but they did not, and so it begins. If there's really a resistance going on, the resistance going on, people, is against the media. It's against the mainstream media and the false narrative that is taking place. Now, let me just say this about this crowd size deal, okay? I was born and raised in Washington, D.C. Anybody that's from D.C. knows that there are various nicknames for D.C., and it's not derogatory in any way. D.C. throughout my life was always called Chocolate City, Hershey Town, and the reasons for that, and again, these were common nicknames growing up. It's a common vernacular in D.C. to call it Chocolate City and Hershey Town. Why? Because the population of Washington, D.C. is primarily black. And that is a fact. In fact, it's been trending down the last few years. But there were a point in time when the population in D.C., and I'm talking about D.C. proper, within Washington, D.C., was close to 90% black. Now it's been trending down to it's about 70% black, because a lot of blacks have moved out to the suburbs of Maryland, in Prince George's County, Maryland, now. I just Googled it right before I was coming on. I was doing some show prep. It's about 70% black. Now, let's talk about crowd size. Clearly, Washington, D.C. is a very black city. Barack Obama was the first black president, correct? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me make a correction. He's the first half-black president. Okay? He's the first biracial president. Because clearly he's not black. His mother was white. He was raised by his white grandparents. He didn't really have the black experience. So, let's just say, I'm going to give him, he's half black, okay? The crowd size. I want to talk about this. The crowd size that the media is obsessing about. They're not taking into account the fact that we're talking about a black city and a black president. The first, quote-unquote, black president. Even though I would argue with that. But let's say he is black. It's a lot easier to walk out your front door, hop on the metro, and go and see the first black president. Now, if Barack Obama had his inauguration in Topeka, Kansas, or Wheeling, West Virginia, nobody would have come. He wouldn't have had the crowd size. So when we talk about these crowd sizes, the fact is that, number one, D.C. is a Democrat city. I'm gonna go on and get into this a little more when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul burning fire. You getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, hey, loose, get a spotlight, did something that you know to change the weather. But a cattle fight is called the night, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so the media this weekend, first of all, let me just say this. The media, this whole crowd size thing, was started because the media, and I watched this, And I was, by the way, I'm going to give you my own personal thoughts in a little bit here about my experience at the inauguration and what I saw. And I'm going to tell you the real deal, because the media is so disingenuous. And so what you're going to see now, and I think that most people have been waiting for this moment with bated breath, and maybe their whole lives. I know that I have been waiting for someone who would push back against the media and be combative with the media and not let the media get away with the lies. So the media narrative this weekend has been, it's crowd size. And they've gone after Donald Trump on the crowd size. And they're the ones that started this whole narrative. Well, you know, I mean, there just wasn't that many people going to his inauguration as there were with Obama. Now, they know that by doing that, that in a sense, they're trying to bait Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is a counterpuncher. We've seen that. So they put out this false narrative, and I watched it, because I watched it. I watched the coverage. The coverage all day long was crowd size. Well, this wasn't as quite a big of a crowd as Obama. Now, let me go back to my original point, which is this. D.C.'s Chocolate City. You think with the first black president elected that you would have black folks that would come out of their homes, literally, and walk across the street, or take the metro to go see the first black president being sworn in? You think? Yes. Clearly. Now again, we're talking about Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. I think Hillary Clinton won D.C. by 91% of the vote. Okay? We're talking about a Democrat city. Very strong Democrat stronghold, number one. It's a black city, number two. It is in the Northeast. So, someone that is a Trump supporter that lives in Arizona, for instance, has to travel quite a distance to go see Donald Trump being sworn in. Versus, again, if you live in the Northeast or you live in D.C., where you're just going to get on the subway and go, or get on the train and go. Number one. Number one. Also, you had this threat of violence, that there were going to be protesters. There's going to be a lot of violence. Do you think that maybe had any effect on the crowds? Although my perspective was, let me just tell you for me, my personal experience. So I get on a plane Thursday, okay, to go to the inauguration. And I'm getting on a plane in Miami, number one. Now, Dade County voted for Obama. I get on a plane in Miami to go to D.C., and let me just tell you this. Everybody on that plane, they were all, it was like the Trump plane. They were all wearing the red hats, Make America Great. It was a festive mood. People were happy. When I got to D.C., I noted the same thing. Many people from out of town, many people were coming in. They're streaming in from all over the country, obviously, to see this historic event. Most of the people were very, very well-behaved. Were, again, like I said, it was very festive, very happy mood. I didn't see any rancor or anyone that was impolite. I saw nothing but positivity. Now, I will say the next day there's a little different with the women's march, but I'm gonna get into that. But my point is this: you had the first black president being inaugurated in D.C., a black city in the Northeast that is a Democrat stronghold. Obviously, you're going to get huge numbers. Clearly, you're going to get huge numbers. However, that being said, the numbers actually turned out to be huge. Why? Because this was history. In fact, Entertainment Weekly reported that the Trump inauguration's ratings were the second biggest in 36 years. All right? Donald Trump's inauguration ratings were the second highest in 36 years. This, according to Nielsen. The swearing in was seen by 30.6 million viewers across 12 networks. And that doesn't include online viewing. The only inauguration over the last three decades that tops Trump's number in linear ratings, i.e. in TV ratings, was Barack Obama's first inauguration in 2009, which had a record-setting 37.8 million viewers. So Trump's was second to Obama's first. Okay, got it. Before that, to get Inauguration Day number this high, you'd have to go all the way back to Ronald Reagan in 1981, who was seen by 41.8 million viewers. So Ronald Reagan's 1981 was higher than the number of Barack Obama's 37.8 million viewers. This is Nielsen again. This is Ian Nielsen. Okay? But in actuality, Trump, his numbers could be even higher than Obama's or Reagan's, and I'll tell you why. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
The show. All right, so I want to give you a little overview here. So the inauguration is Friday. Saturday, and of course, immediately, and I want you to understand this, because I was watching this. You know, I actually went to the inauguration. I went down and I saw it. I was at the mall. Crowds were amazing. Honestly, they were so amazing. It was such a diverse crowd. There were black people, there were Hispanic people, there was people from all walks of life. Really, it was phenomenal and very well behaved crowd. I want to talk about the speech that Donald Trump gave because. Again, it's as if I hear, you know, the media. It's amazing how the media gives you this perspective. They give you their perspective, but the realities, like the you've heard the speech being characterized as very dark and pessimistic, and I didn't see that. I thought the speech was again the themes that Donald Trump has talked about throughout the campaign, which is. We're going to put America first. That for far too long, and he said this in the speech, for far too long, there's been a small group of people within Washington that have basically enriched themselves, and I'm paraphrasing, at the expense of the people. And he was talking about, and this is the most amazing thing, he's talking about the people sitting around him. It was a decidedly anti-establishment, populist, nationalist speech. But to the media, it was dark. It was a dark speech. No, it wasn't. I guess it was a dark speech if you're a member of the establishment and you're a member of the media. Then I guess it's dark because your days are numbered. In that sense, it might be dark. It might be dark if you're on that side. But if you're an American, I thought it was quite positive. You see, what Donald Trump signaling and what he signaled was, you know that guy that ran for president? The guy that ran for in the primaries for the nomination, and the guy that, when he secured the nomination, ran for the highest office in the land and won, that same guy is going to be your president. Okay? That was very powerful because he wasn't speaking to the establishment. He wasn't speaking to the media. He talked about the people. Talked about we. Where Obama referenced himself 75 times in his farewell address, Donald Trump talked about we. Didn't really address or reference himself. He addressed and referenced the American people. But all the media wanted to talk about was crowd size, crowd size, crowd size. You know, they've been obsessed about crowd size, by the way, throughout the campaign. But Donald Trump, look, throughout the campaign, we heard many pundits talk about, when's he going to pivot? When's he going to start being more presidential? And they're still doing this. Newsflash, he's not going to ever be what you perceive as presidential. But guess what? For the Trump supporters, he's saying exactly what they want to hear. Because he's saying there is no world global anthem. There is no global governance. I'm going to put America first. All the things I talk about throughout the campaign, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not pivoting, because how many times do we see where a candidate wins and then what he does is he pivots, i.e., pivots in the direction of the establishment. Pivots in the direction of the media. Now remember, Donald Trump doesn't have the media behind him. Doesn't have the Washington establishment behind him. He's basically out all on his own. Reminds me of, remember the movie Goodfellas? Okay? Remember, Ray Liotta's character. It was Henry Hill. He's married to the character was Lorraine Bracco, but the character's name was Karen. Remember he goes to jail. And she's sneaking him in the Italian sausage and the Italian bread and cheese and stuff. And she starts complaining about they don't have any money. She went to go see Paul Sorvino, the actor Paul Sorvino, played Paulie in the movie Goodfellas. And she's telling the Ray Liotta character, look, I went to go see Paulie. They're not giving me any money. But And he says immediately, cuts off, he says, Karen, it's just us. We're on our own here. It's us. We're on our own. Forget about them. That reminded me of what was going on with Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't have anybody except for the American people, for the voters. He's got them. And what he did was he gave a hat tip to the people that voted for him. He turned his back on the establishment, as well he should. But that never happens. You see, usually you go into office and you immediately, what do? Turn your back on the people that voted for you. What you do is you pivot to the establishment, to the media. Donald Trump is signaling that he's not doing that. Because he doesn't owe anybody anything, and he's making it very clear that there's a new sheriff in town. And he's telling the people that voted for him at that inaugural address, I'm with you. I'm not with these guys sitting here next to me. I'm not with them. I'm with you. And he basically excoriated all those people around him that were sitting there. The Chuckie Schumers, the John McCains, the Marco Rubios, the Lindsey Grahams, all those people, he repudiated them once again. Clearly that makes them very, very, very uncomfortable, the fact that he does that and that he's doing that. It wasn't dark. It wasn't dark. It was awesome. Because now we've got somebody that's going to push back. How long have we waited for that? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming me?
Redeem a full of culture.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. It's a ticket. I get wicked. The crew to you to push the back to black attack. So I sack and tap and slap the mac. Now I'm ready to mic it. Get my favoritism, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Razor Blazer, brain and trainer.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I am joined now by Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News out of Washington. Ellen, how are you?
I am okay. How are you doing?
Awesome. Awesome. I got to tell you, it just gets better every day. I love the collective freaking out by the media. We're going to be in for such a treat for the next 8 years. I have to tell you, Ellen, it's awesome. It really is.
Okay. Now, this is the liberal me asking you a few little questions.
Sure.
They took down the AIDS website, the Office of AIDS. They took down disabilities. They took down gay lesbian, which I've already asked you about.
Right.
I mean,
who cares?
What would
Nobody
you say
cares.
To that?
No, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care how you achieve an orgasm. I don't care. Nobody cares. It's too much information. Nobody cares about that.
Well,
I think it's let's be honest here. Let's be honest here, because you and I talked about this off camera. He's the most gay friendly president we've probably
Pence
ever had.
Is not.
Okay, but Pence isn't the president. Pence isn't the president.
But who would take that stuff off of a website?
Neither was Dan Quayle, okay? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Do you know that they also took off all references to climate change as well?
I understand.
I don't care. Just, again, why is the left so obsessed with sex? They're more obsessed
sex?
With sex
who
than some Baptist
sex?
Preacher.
I used to be president of the National Lesbian Gay Health Foundation, my friend.
God bless you. I love it. I was the president of the Straight Guys Foundation, okay?
No, you weren't. There was no Straight Guys Foundation.
But no, here's my point, Ellen. It doesn't matter. These social issues are meaningless for both sides, for the left and the right. Let's go beyond that. Because I'm honestly, I don't think most people care. Listen, I don't think most people care. I think the majority of people don't really care about sexuality. If they, everybody knows somebody that's gay, and they have gay friends, and they've got family members that are gay, I think that, you know, by and large, I mean, would you agree with that, Ellen?
Right. Yes.
So I don't see that as really being an issue, frankly. So. It doesn't really bother me. I know it's an issue for you, but and I'm not trying to diminish your feelings by any means.
Right.
You know I love you. What I think is interesting is how the media is views Donald Trump. Like they still don't quite get what's going on. I.e. that they're expecting him to somehow pivot and be presidential. This is presidential. This is what he's going to be like for the next 8 years. So they need to get used to it. Did you notice the press conference today? The first person that was called upon by Sean Spicer was the New York Post. Not the New York Times, but the New York Post.
Right.
I thought that was just incredible.
Why was that so incredible?
Because did Obama ever pick the New York Post first?
No, Obama wasn't going to pick a newspaper that didn't like him.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sean Spicer shouldn't pick a newspaper that doesn't like him first.
That's why I think this is a good thing. I think this is a good thing. For people that supported Trump and in general for people that have wanted maybe a Republican to push back to the media, this is awesome because for far too long we haven't had anyone really push back in the media. And look, Donald Trump, I would argue, and I've talked to you about this, is not even a Republican. He is he's our first independent president.
Well, that's right, but he is a member of the Republican Party.
That's just a technicality, I think. But the Republicans still don't, you know, like him. What I thought was interesting, Ellen, was the speech that he gave where he basically repudiated the establishment, those members sitting around him. I thought that was interesting. It almost could have been a speech of a Bernie Sanders speech in a sense. Well, what did you make of that?
Well, you know, I think a lot of the news media got all upset about the speech. I thought that was ridiculous. I thought it was a fine speech. I really did.
I agree. And, you know, he was really speaking to the people that voted for him. And he was, I think, consistent. His themes have been consistent throughout the, whether they were the general campaign or, you know, in the primaries. And now I think they've been consistent throughout. So this is what you're going to get from Donald Trump. And I think for a lot of his supporters, they looked fondly on that speech, I think.
Okay. Well, Look, this is very early in his administration. Let's see the kind of people he appoints. Let's see what happens. I mean, honestly, it's all up for grabs at this point.
I agree. But I think what you're going to see is you're going to see the same guy that ran in the primaries, the same guy that ran in the general, is the same guy that I think is going to be the president. I think he's
really?
You know, not. Yeah, I really do. I really think that's going to be the same guy. You know, where in the past we've always seen kind of this pivot, and I don't think you're going to see a pivot. I think he's going to be consistently, you know, Donald Trump that we saw throughout the campaign. That's just my own personal feeling. Media's going to have to get used to it.
It's way too early. I think it's going to depend on how, you know, I happen to know that in Africa, they love the guy. So I think we have to see, just, you know, the jury's out, and it is on every president, honestly.
Sure.
We're not going to know for 4 to 6 months what kind of president he really is. I mean, that's my view.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. There's no question about that. And let's give it time, and let's not all freak out about every little thing that happens or every little tweet. I think, again, the tweeting and all that, I don't have any problem with that, frankly. And I think that most of his supporters, in fact, like it. I know that the media doesn't like it, but, you know, too bad.
Well, I mean, I'm not so concerned about the media either. It's interesting. I got a note from one of my board members about something going on in South Sudan. It was an article in the New York Times. I said, and this person happens to be a Republican, and I said, you're giving me an article from the New York Times when you don't even believe them on other things? Why would you believe them on this?
Oh, Ellen, I love you. I do. I love you. You are, you know, the thing I love about you is you're always consistent. And for the most part, you and I agree. And that's the crazy thing is that, you and I agree probably 80% of the time, Ellen.
Well, that's good, right?
Yeah, no, there's absolutely, it's absolutely. And that's kind of my point is that, you know, Donald Trump really is not an ideologue. He's not really a Republican. He's really an independent. And I think people from both parties are going to have to get used to that. And he's really speaking, I think, to a broader coalition, and that is the the Trump coalition, which is made up of a lot of Democrats, a lot of independents, and of course a lot of the base of the Republican Party. But he is not an ideologue, so. I think we are in for a very interesting time. You know, Ellen, I thought after the after
what's
the election.
What's that Chinese proverb? May you live an interesting time.
Right. It's actually a curse. Anyway, Ellen, I love having you on the show. Great talking to you, and we will
Thank
speak
you.
Soon. All right.
You got
Ellen
it.
Ratner from Talk Media News out of Washington. I got to take a quick break. The madness, the mayhem, and yes. The manhood returns in a moment. Do not touch that dial. I mean it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.